Time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hello, Will.
Hello, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a popular singer, first and last names, change one letter to a P, and read the result backward. You'll get what many people do around this singer. Who is it? And the singer is Dua Lipa. Change the I to a P, read it backward, you get applaud.
And we received more than 1,100 correct responses, and the winner this week is Kathleen Patton of Westwood, Massachusetts. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lulu. Thank you, Will.
So how'd you figure it out?
Well, I started with the P's and did lip syncing and hip hop and a couple of other things. But really, the first name that popped into my head with a two-name singer was Dua Lipa. So I did it backwards and got applaud.
Ah, how long have you been playing the puzzle? I understand it was your New Year's resolution to win this year. So congratulations to that.
Thank you. Yeah, I made sure I entered every week this year and I was bound and determined to get on the air with you both this year. So I've been playing on and off for 20 years, but really in earnest for 2 or 3 years.
I am glad that someone's New Year's resolution worked out for them. So kudos to you. Are you ready to play?
I am. I hope I do well.
I am sure you will. Will, take it away.
All right, Kathleen. Every answer today is the name of a U.S. city from which I have removed one or more interior letters. The remaining letters in order spell a word. I'll give you that word, you name the city. For example, if I said Canon, C-A-N-O-N, with one letter removed, you would say Canton, as in Canton, Ohio, inserting a T. Here's number one, Settle, S-E-T-T-L-E. It's one letter.
Seattle.
There you go, Washington. Number two is Lasing, as in using a laser, L-A-S-I-N-G.
Lansing.
Lansing, Michigan. Good. Caper. C-A-P-E-R.
Caper. Trying to figure out where... Casper, Wyoming.
There you go. Now we go with two letters. Mason, M-A-S-O-N.
Mason. Two consecutive letters, Will?
Always consecutive.
Lulu, are you seeing it?
It's a state capital.
It is in the middle of the country, known for its dairy.
Oh, Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin. Good. Poland, P-O-L-A-N-D. Two letters.
Poland. Portland.
There you go. Maine and Oregon, either one. Spoke, S-P-O-K-E.
That would be Spokane.
Excellent. Province, P-R-O-V-I-N-C-E.
That's my neighboring state, Providence.
That's right. Layette, L-A-Y-E-T-T-E.
Lafayette.
Yep, Louisiana or Indiana, either way. Now we go with three letters, roster, R-O-S-T-E-R.
Roster. Rochester.
There you go. Do it, D-O-I-T. Three letters.
Detroit.
Excellent. Karen, C-H-A-R-O-N, four letters.
Charlotte. Charleston?
Charleston, yeah, either West Virginia or South Carolina, either way. Master, M-A-S-T-E-R. Four letters.
Manchester.
Excellent. Sport, S-P-O-R-T. This time it's five letters.
Oh my goodness. Shreveport.
Shreveport, excellent.
Good job.
And your last one, it's six letters, and your word is colorings. C-O-L-O-R-I-N-G-S. Two words.
Colorado Springs.
You got it. Good job.
Oh, you did great. You really did. How do you feel?
Oh, as everyone says, I'm glad that it's behind me.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Kathleen, which member station do you listen to?
I am a sustaining member of both WBUR and GBH in Boston.
Kathleen Patton of Westwood, Massachusetts, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. This was a dream come true.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Roger Barkin of Savage, Maryland. Think of an eight-letter word in which the third and sixth letters are A. Remove the A's, and the remaining six letters start a common series. What is it, and what comes next in the series? So again, an 8-letter word, the third and sixth letters are A. Remove the A's and the remaining six letters. Start a common series. What is it? And what comes next in that series?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, May 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.